As he rode, Lazarus enjoyed the feel of the pale horse underneath him. The animal was long through the croup, and thus he had an easy rocking chair gait. It was truly another sign from God that he was the chosen one, picked out of all the men on earth to spread God's word, and more importantly, to punish those evildoers who didn't obey his commandments. The easy motion of the bronc lulled Lazarus into a dreamlike state, and his mind roamed back to the day the Lord took him under his wing. It was just one of a thousand dirty little battles in the war between the states, not even important enough to have a name. The 6th Confederate Brigade from Arkansas was pinned down in the copse of woods, live oaks, maples, and birch mainly. It was the tail end of winter, and there were ragged patches of snow still on the ground, an area shadowed by trees or rocks. The young boy from Lizard Lick, Arkansas, was more frightened than he'd ever been in his life. Laz, as he was called by his friends, lay on his stomach in the soggy, frigid mud and prayed that God would let him live through this terrible day. Over half the men in his troop had been killed or wounded, and the fire from the Yanks on the hills above him was devastating and showed no signs of stopping. Another kid from his neck of the wood, Johnny Slater, was lying next to him in the muck.
I want my mom! I don't want to die!
Laz, whose father was a lay preacher in the Blood of the Sacred Lamb Pentecostal Church back home, planned to follow his father into the preacherhood. He scrabbled over to Johnny on his hands and knees, pulling out his Bible.
Johnny, pray with me for a minute, and God will get us through this.
Johnny had raised wide, bulging eyes to stare at Laz.
Get away from me, Laz! You're gonna draw the fire, you crazy bastard!
But Johnny, you've got to take the Lord by the hand, or we'll never survive this battle.
Oh, see? See? I told you was gonna bring fire down on us with your damn yamping and Bible thumping, but nothing!
Johnny scrambled to his feet and lifted his musket out of the mud. He eared back the hammer and held the long rifle in front of him as he started running, low and bent over, toward a thicker group of trees 50 yards away.
Johnny, trust in the Lord!
Johnny paused and stood up to look back over his shoulder at Laz. And his eyes widened and his mouth opened in surprise as a bullet passed into his back and erupted out of his chest, taking a good part of his ragged gray tunic with it. The boy just stood there a moment, looking down at the hole in his chest as if he couldn't believe it. Then he glanced up reproachfully at Laz, just before he tumbled to lie face down in the soggy grass of the field. At the sight of the death of his friend from home, something snapped in Laz, and he jumped to his feet. He jammed his Bible into his breast pocket where his dad had told him to wear it over his heart and picked up his rifle.
Let's go kill those Yankee bastards! Kill every last one of the bastards!
Unmindful of the withering fire from the slopes and hillocks around them, Laz walked out of the woods and began to fire and reload again, all the while remaining miraculously unhit by musket balls and pistol bullets. Both shamed and inspired by this act of bravery, the men in Laz's troop jumped up and began to run at the Yankee troops dug into the hills around them. Men around Laz began to fall from the fire above, but he remained unhit, firing his musket until the barrel glowed a ruddy red and steam poured off of it. The sight of the rebel troops, advancing into hellish fire, screaming and yelling like madmen, unnerved the Yanks, and one by one they began leaving their position and running away, looking back over their shoulders to see if those crazy rebs were still coming. One of the last to leave took aim at the man leading the charge and fired. His ball took Laz in the chest and slammed him backward to land spread-eagled on his back in a patch of snow. Some of the men nearby walked over to stare down at Laz and almost fainted when he shook his head and sat up, a look of wonder on his face.
Laz, boy, you all right?
Laz put his hand to his chest and pulled his father's Bible out of his pocket. Embedded in it was the bullet meant to take Laz's life. At that moment, surrounded by dead and dying men, inhaling the stink of cordite and sulfur and blood and excrement, Lazarus Cain knew he'd been chosen by God for some important purpose.
God saved me, boys! He wants me to kill some more Yanks before I die!
Then they all turned to finish their attack, completely routing the superior Yankee forces that had pinned them down.